The small, predominantly Māori communities in Te Tai Rāwhiti, north of Gisborne, are almost fully vaccinated against COVID-19. In Te Araroa this week, close to 200 second doses were given over 2 days by local vaccinators. Our reporter Tom Kitchen rolled up his sleeves to see how the rollout in Matakaua area at the top of the East Cape went.
The sun shines through bright and early on the East Cape. The lighthouse keeps a watch as a few hundred residents wake, ready for a new day. On this day, it's about keeping the community safe. In the shadow of Te Matarau Maunga, and just a short stroll from Te Moana Nui Akiwa, stands Hine Rupe Marae. It's here where more than 100 Te Araroa locals will get their second COVID shot over 2 days. I meet vaccinator Jenna Chaffee Apodi from Ngāti Porou Haora. She explains why vaccinating is so crucial for the community.
I think it's really important because we have travellers, we have people like you that come from Radio New Zealand, we don't know where you've been, and we keep quite a tight-knit community, so when you're in a tight-knit community and people from out of the district come in, we don't know where they've been, so we protect ourselves so that we protect our pakeke.
Pakeke are adults, she explains.
Our pakeke are the most important people in our tamariki and in our whole lineage and our pakeke, because they have the knowledge and the wisdom of our area and where we live and what we do, and we got to keep them safe and ensure that they're protected from their tamariki that move everywhere.
I ask her what the vaccination experience is like. She's been a vaccinator on the coast for about 40 years.
For some people it's really scary, and in the end the decision making process is maintaining tino rangatiratanga, ensuring that we protect people's rights and their decision making. So encouraging them and explaining in detail as they require.
Vaccinator Karen Clark Painga understands why people get nervous.
As a vaccinator, I used to be terrified of needles, and I even fainted when I got my ears pierced, and my brother, he gives it to me all the time because of that, and it kind of gave me the passion to try and make it less painful and be more kinder and empathetic.
She explains the process of getting the jab. It starts with a pre-vaccination.
Making sure they're well, what medications they're on, and making sure they're fully informed about, they know what they're having and what's involved. And the post is when they sit in observation, you know, up the coast, they can sit there and have a kōrero and doesn't feel like they're having an injection, they're catching up with the gossip.
Now it's time to get my own vaccination. I didn't arrive in Te Araroa expecting this, but Ngāti Porou Haora have an open door policy. If you walk in, you get offered a vaccination. Jenna's my vaccinator. After running through a quick few questions, she gets right to it.
I'm just going to get you the smallest needle possible, because you're a thin man. I'm going to check where I can put this. It's going to go in your deltoid muscle, and we're going to make sure that it's in the right proximal region. So I'm going to just inject in there, small needle, and I'm going to go straight through here and vaccinate. Can you feel that? Okay, slowly in. And now that's your vaccine given.
Oh, I could feel that. It wasn't too bad. Right, now I'm going to sit down here for 20 minutes. How am I feeling?
You can help yourself to a cup of tea too, and yes, rest for 20 minutes.
Easy. Look, well, thank you so much. And I'm just sitting here waiting just to chill out after my vaccine. Talk in 20 minutes.
Hi, well, it's actually been a lot longer than 20 minutes. It's actually a few hours later after getting my first dose of the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine. And I'm feeling absolutely fine, absolutely nothing wrong at all. It's just been so long because I've just been chatting with everyone, having a cup of tea and kōrero and kai, and just meeting everyone in the marae. It's been really awesome. Ka motu ehe. It's now the end of the 2 days of vaccinating in Te Araroa. So I asked Jenna how it's gone.
We've done 122 the first day, 75. Today, that's 197. We did 25 first yesterday and 6 today, and that's just brilliant. We reckon we're going to catch up the rest because we did 210 last time.
And how does she feel?
Somehow a frog decided to come and jump in my throat, and I feel well, but my throat doesn't. So that's funny, I must have talked so much, telling everybody how to look after themselves. Kia ora.
So that's it. Most of the small community of Te Araroa are fully vaccinated. Now, as the sun sets on the East Cape, the whānau, hapū and iwi here can be sure they're protected.